With several cases of coronavirus confirmed now in Michigan, the impact continues to grow and has led to some big decisions by Washtenaw County University officials impacting thousands of students in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Eastern Michigan University President Dr. Jim Smith, who, along with University of Michigan President Dr. Mark Schlissel, have canceled all in-person classes for now and plan to go online by Monday, March 16th. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Lisa. Glad to be here.
Sure, a lot of thought and effort went into this decision. Can you tell us exactly what you've decided at this point?
Well, we'll not be open in a general sense Thursday and Friday. We'll have very limited activities over the weekend. And then we will resume classes in an online format starting on Monday, and then we'll go through the end of the month on an online format. There are a couple exceptionalities that we're dealing with faculty on that may have to have a hybrid format where some students come in only in small groups. The CDC is saying 25 or 50, depending on the situation, and we're monitoring that as well. But we're going to be as online as humanly possible until that April 1st date, which we will reassess a little prior to that. But we're hoping things calm down and we have a little less fluidity in the whole environment on April 1st.
How do you come to a decision like that? I mean, that must involve so many different people and components and departments.
We had a lot of folks locked in a room for 2 days. And I say that not in humor. We really we've spent a lot of time looking at what our colleagues are doing, what we have capabilities to do. And I had a very good meeting with the faculty leadership, AAUP and Faculty Senate today, where we said not everyone's going to be comfortable going into a full online course. I, for example, am an ed policy professor. I probably would do much more like a correspondence course than I would embedding videos for possibly 3 or 4 class sessions. Most of the graduate courses I taught are Tuesday night only or Wednesday night only. So I would do it more of a correspondence format. Other people who are very conversant with teaching online will be embedding videos, will be doing things that are quite different. We're just committed to trying to control the spread, and we have no indication that there is a COVID-19 case on our campus, but we know there are now 2 in Michigan, and it's just logical to think that it's going to grow. And we wanted to do the very best that we could to make that kind of decision.
Where can students or faculty go if they have questions or concerns or confusion?
Well, we have a website that's already up. Ellen Gold, who many of the students know, is our Dean of Students. Ellen is receiving a number of emails and phone calls and will continue to do so. We're going to be dialoguing with Residence Hall students and Residence Hall staff about their desires to stay or not to stay. If you look at what the CDC is suggesting, is a residence hall with 350 students is not as good as going home with mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, because it's a smaller contained environment. But we have students that don't have that opportunity. You know, they live all over the world, or they live all over the United States. For example, we would not send a student back to New Rochelle, New York, because it's a city that's almost completely sequestered because of the outbreak there. We wouldn't, certain parts of New York City, we wouldn't want our students to go back to. So we're going to have a transition time to have students answer those questions, ask those questions and have them answered. And obviously, all of us are going to be available to take calls.
But you are urging students to go to their homes if they can.
If they can, we think that's the safest alternative. You know this because you've done research on some of our students. Some of our students, this is their only home. And, you know, our magic students that have left foster care to come to the university, there's no home to go to. So we understand that, and we want to be flexible around that. But if you're asking me what's the best answer, it's if you can go home and you can be in a smaller environment. If you're going to be here, we want you to socially distance, which means that you and I wouldn't eat lunch together. I'd pick up my grab-and-go lunch, and you'd pick up your grab-and-go lunch, and you'd eat in your spot, and I'd eat in mine. Also, I've worked with young people for many, many years. That's going to be hard to contain. It's hard to tell 2 students who are in the residence hall that pick their grab-and-go lunch not to eat lunch together in one or the other person's room. But we'll try to do as much of that conversation around social distancing as we can.
So there's a technological impact of this. It's 2020, so you can teach classes online.
Correct. As I said to you when we were setting up the studio today, during the MERS and SARS era, which seems like yesterday to me but is not, we didn't have that technical capability. We couldn't just say we have course shells, for example, or we have emails for all of our students that we can do X. Now we can do X. Hmm. Is it heroic lifting to do it in quick order? Absolutely. But as I said, our faculty leadership feels like we can do it, and they've been incredibly supportive and want to do what's best for their membership in the case of AAUP, but also in the lives of all the students that they interact with.
But there's also a human impact, too, because Eastern Michigan University has students from all over the world.
Correct. You heard me say a few weeks ago that when the first outbreak occurred, that we have students from Wuhan. Our GIS program is famously attached to the University of Wuhan. We have students that are heartbroken that grandma can't get out of her apartment, that someone's delivering food to her, that, you know, my parents love to go for long walks and they can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. We're really trying to deal with the heartbreak of those students. Now we see students in Italy and France that are experiencing this. And their question is not, can I stay? Because we know they can, but when will I be able to go home? Is April realistic, or do I need to stay both summer A and summer B and maybe go home at the end of summer B? And those questions we just don't know. But we certainly want to be humane. We want to listen. We want to dialogue with them. Most of all, and this is true of all of our students, internationally or nationally, they just want to be heard. They just want us to say, look, I don't, as much as I'm a moving target as a president, I don't have all the answers. But I'm willing to consider your questions. I'm willing to try to give you the best response I have, or I'm very willing to say, I just don't know.
What will be the travel policy at Eastern Michigan University in light of all of this?
We are restricting, if not denying, all international travel for the time being, probably through that timeline of April 1st. But we may even extend longer. Domestic travel, we're saying, unless it is mission critical, and it's a very small number of those exceptions, will we have on domestic travel as well. It's just not a great time to be on airplanes. And, you know, someone would say, well, I'm not going on an airplane. I'm going to drive. But maybe you're going to Seattle. Maybe you're going to a place where there's a real hot zone. We would prefer to just say to people, let's almost the old notion of sheltering in place. Let's shelter in place. Let's work from formats at home that are a little safer and a little more distant.
You're a longtime educator. I'm a longtime on-air broadcaster. Have you ever experienced anything like this before?
We did during the SARS and MERS time. We did not have the technical capabilities we have today, which is the real change. It is very different to be able to say we can deliver this and deliver it with high quality. And we have people that have been teaching online for a number of years now. We know that we can deliver high quality. For some of us, it would be a sea change in our instruction. And we want to help those folks. We're going to develop some videos. We're going to do a little kind of online tutorial. We talked to some of the senior folks in the library. How do you get this resource or that resource? Many of them are available online. We just have to show people how to do that.
So again, the plan is at Eastern Michigan University, no more in-person classes. And starting Monday, March 16th, you'll be teaching online through the end of March, right?
Correct.
Haven't quite gone that far. Is this it, or do you think there's more things to come?
Oh, we're still examining, as I mentioned to you, the classes that really have to have equipment and those kinds of things. How do we manage those? The provost is already, literally when I was walking out to come over, the provost was on the phone asking those questions. I ask kind of simple ones that, you know, how do you do dance, for example, dance performance? I don't know how you do that online, and I'm not saying that it can't be done because
right.
There are a lot of really talented people in,
yes.
in our workforce, but
yes.
Those are ones that we just have to grapple with a bit, and so are our colleagues around the state. If you read the releases from other places, they're grappling with those same ones.
Eastern Michigan University President Dr. Jim Smith, thanks for coming by and sharing all this information with us, keeping everyone updated with good information and good health.
The only bad news I have, Lisa, is we got to keep the radio station going. So you're an essential employee. You can't work from home. You have to be here.
Okay. Thanks for that. And thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much.